Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
We did realize that I'm vain, I'm shallow, I'm superficial and self-involved, but I am not a narcissist. And I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It's called, that's toxic, Jeff.
No, I know it's dysfunctional.
What? No, you should keep seeing your therapist for sure. Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Leah Black and Jen Green join the show to discuss Shane's lip bruises, jewelry education, and the gay gift I received from Kian. Later, I tell Doug, Zach, and the chumps all about my furry new family member. Enjoy. What do you think of Shane's lips?
Stop.
And Shane, honestly, lied to you this morning.
He did.
What did he tell you?
He said he got those injections, which is horrible for somebody his age to be doing to begin with. So I was already like, I can't believe that. And then when we got to the real story, it just became nauseous.
Nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
Because some man.
Oh, God, stop.
Sucked on him
hard. I can't.
Bruised his lips.
That
bruised
is so
his
gross.
Chin.
I can't.
And I was just saying, like,
chin.
Did it hurt?
No.
To have those kind of bruises, like, someone has to really suck.
Stop. Oh, my God. How disgusting. How are you gonna like, eat and everything? Is your mouth hurt?
No, I'm fully functional.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen anything
that's
like that.
That's pretty gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you had hickeys before, too.
Sure.
He likes that stuff, obviously, because this is, like, the second or third time we've addressed it with
at
that
least,
child.
At least.
Yeah.
No, but he was with another consenting adult.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
So they could do what they want.
They can do what they want.
You just
got
to get a better cover up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you some.
Thanks.
I gave him Arnica.
Arnica, yeah.
But it didn't do shit.
I did. I've done.
You have to start it right when it happens. You have to, like, get in there, and you waited far too long.
Oh, but. Well, one second.
It doesn't matter, because as soon as that's gone, he'll do it again. So it's going to be a chronic look of his. It's probably not going to need any lipstick the rest of his life. Chronic.
Yesterday, you've heard about the lizard situation at my house?
Well, kind of. I just got a preview briefly.
Because you've had issues with animals before.
Yes.
Iguanas and turtles and things like that.
Yes.
So, you know, a lizard, for those of you who don't know, a lizard family during the bomb cyclone, they went into my pool command center, and two of them got electrocuted, shorted out the command center. So what I've decided now, I cannot go to the house anymore.
No.
Every time I go, it costs me more and more money.
Of course, because that's what you do. You look for things to do. You're a problem solver.
So I say
problem creator.
So the problem is, you got this pool full of water. There's no equipment working.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to be a mosquito farm soon.
Yeah, it will be.
Algae, all of that. I said, we got to drain the pool. It's like, if you drain the pool, you got to demo the plaster. I said, if you're going to demo the plaster, you might as well demo the tile.
That's right.
If you're going to demo the tile, you might as well demo the coping.
Yeah.
So they're demoing the pool right now.
And then
now.
You're just going to do all new tiles.
And then I said, we got to replace the equipment now. So
yeah.
You might as well tear out the
so
equipment.
So you might as well have a new pool.
It's just
this
every time
karma.
I go.
And then he added, so that was on Monday. On Tuesday we went, he added a second kitchen. I was like, you have to just stop coming to the house. Just stop.
That house warrants like a butler's pantry or
it
something
does,
like that.
It does, for sure.
I knew this was
like
gonna happen,
your house is
though.
The same, Alyssa.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. But honestly, if you're going to do it and you're planning to live there for a long time,
yes.
Just do it correctly the first time. I mean, I just think you're better off doing
it's
it
It's my forever
right.
home.
Yeah, do it right.
I've decided.
You'll be paying
forever
it off.
For 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be paying it off forever.
And he decided before phase one even started that he was just going to do all the phases all at once.
And that's the best thing to do. And then when you're in there and you're done.
Carrie Lewis is so funny because she's like, I'm so glad we spent a year looking for a house that was in move-in condition for you to then tear it apart.
Yeah, rip it to shreds.
I don't know what I was thinking. Anything I bought, I was going to tear apart.
Of course you were.
Unless you bought like a brand new build.
Right.
He would
like,
have still
this
done
is
that.
Historic house.
Do you have a timeline for when you'd like to move in?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That well, got thrown out the window.
So you haven't given
it
your
30 January,
days.
And then it was February, and then it was April, and now it's like July.
No.
And I called my landlord. I'm like, hey, do you think I could stay for like at least 6 months?
They're like, yes.
Yes, that's what he said. He's like, you can stay as long as you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I'm a good tenant.
Of course you are.
I just fix shit.
Yeah. Everything.
I send my money early.
I know. Yeah, you're a good tenant.
And you're paying him a shit ton. So, of course, he doesn't want you to leave.
Probably.
And that's really real estate here. I heard it's not very good right now.
So, my little princess.
Oh.
I know that I was going to wait and she got a little older, but we are going to go ahead.
You're going to pierce her ears?
No.
Oh.
We're going to combine those two bedrooms. We're going to lose a bedroom upstairs. Monroe's going to have a suite.
Oh.
So she'll have a bedroom and then you'll be able to walk into another room, which will be probably right now a playroom.
Yeah.
Two closets. And then we have to enlarge her bathroom.
Of course.
It's
going
to
be so nice. It's going to be so nice.
We must enlarge the child's closet. And bathroom. We must do these things for my princess.
She can't have a shower tub combo. That's kind of gross. She needs a freestanding tub.
Yeah, you cannot have a combo.
And then will her kitchen be attached to her bedroom or attached to the bathroom? Like, where's her kitchen going?
And while she's in the bath, by the way, she can read up on the gift that Leah got her, which is a book about luxury items.
No, it's Van Cleef.
Correct.
She's got to know her jewelry.
Alhambra.
Yeah. Yeah. Leah's like, she's got to know the jewels she's got. I'm like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah, she does.
My feeling was, you're right. The last thing I want to do is get this house finished and then start construction again.
Yes.
In a phase two. I don't want to live during that construction.
It's too much.
So I figured we'll set up the suite as a playroom for now.
Yeah.
Later, it could be a closet dressing room.
Yeah. Or it could be a jewelry room.
But
with
you know,
a save.
What she wants, which is really, really cute.
She wants a YouTube makeup station.
So there's two closets, right? There's two walk-in closets. But I was showing her this thing on TikTok. This woman has
On TikTok, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, am I on TikTok?
When are you going to grow up?
Well, the show is, but you watch them on Instagram, right? Okay.
But this woman, she built out a Squishmallow closet. And so... it's really cute. So she's got all these shelves with all the Squishmallows, and now Monroe's collecting Squishmallows. So, do you know what those are?
No.
Okay.
This is like the new Beanie Baby craze.
It's I have a bunch of Beanie Babies if she wants
them. Oh, God.
I have a whole collection.
Do you really?
A collection. All the ones, the Princess Diana ones. I have every one of them. I had like six of each at one time.
Beanie Babies. Yeah. You were collecting them.
Of course I was, because I thought they were going to go up in value.
And she kept them.
But
where
they didn't. I've given a ton away, but I do have some. She wants some.
So I want to do one of the closets as a Squishmallow closet. She's very excited about it.
What is a Squishmallow? It's like
a
toy?
Can you show? Yes.
It's a toy? There,
it's this craze right now. All these kids want these. And what's nice about them is they're kind of inexpensive. You know what I mean? So they're different sizes.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Century City Mall tomorrow. And she's like, Daddy, can I get a Squishmallow?
Like $4 or $5 or something like that?
Oh,
like,
no.
No.
Like $20, $30.
Oh, Beanie Babies used to be like $5 or $6.
Do we know how much they are?
They're like $30.
It depends. There's different sizes.
Yeah.
And there's knockoffs.
You know, I have the Queen Elizabeth Barbie doll. There's a Squishmallow. Of them. Oh, those are cute.
Oh, yeah. There's $17 for that one.
Oh, that's cute.
There's a Halloween costume.
Well, I told her she could get 5, but now we're down to 4 because I said if she misbehaves, we're going to keep
eliminating. Taking one off.
So we're down to 4.
The little corn is so cute.
They're really cute.
They are cute.
And they're smart. They like change them out, so it's only available for a while.
Of course they do.
It's very Beanie Baby-esque.
How did you get your hands on that Queen Elizabeth doll? That
thing
sold out in a second.
Can you believe it? And I got 3 of them. One for me, one for James, and one for Jason.
Wow.
And we put them in those big plastic boxes, and one of them sold for $30,000+ in the UK.
Wow.
I know.
What?
I got myself one right away. I was first one on the line to get it, I guarantee you.
What's it like to be a rich hoarder?
Well, the thing is, when
you
you're
know what
up
I mean?
All night,
like, this is.
But I mean, come on, that was
a
Queen
good investment.
One. I just
What'd you
loved
pay for it?
Oh, they were $80 or something like
and
that.
You sold it for how much?
I didn't sell it. I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to keep it. They
and
sold them in the UK.
Before
she passed, one of them sold in the UK for over $30. They only made 1,000 of them, I think, or maybe
2,000.
I'm not selling my Queen Elizabeth doll.
You've got 3 of them.
No, I gave one to James and one to Jason.
Shout out.
Wow. Well, you know what I'm not going to miss when we move, when we finally move?
What?
Is the fucking trash guy
at
the rental.
Yeah.
This guy is such a diva bitch. And I will tell you, he got mad at us one morning. He was in this truck. He stopped out front laying on his horn. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Just kept honking, honking, honking. We went out there. He was telling me that the trash cans are too close together. And God forbid he get out of his truck. So the trash, it's not my fault, because what happens is people want to park.
Yeah.
And they push. So I you know, line
up
the cans.
Yeah, you put them up together.
Yeah. I have an appropriate distance between each can. But what happens is someone will park and they push all my cans together.
Yeah. But why didn't he just get on and move them a little bit?
In the time that he was honking and waiting, he could have been four houses down.
Yeah.
He could have moved it and been four houses down. Yeah. So
he was going to teach you a
lesson.
Last
week, the fucker didn't pick up my blue can.
Oh my God.
Because it was too close to the other can. So now he just drives off. He doesn't even collect my garbage.
Yeah. Well,
for context, the truck drives by and picks up the can with a claw.
That's
so
right.
There isn't
that's
a physical
right.
person. Yeah. That's why. So they
don't get out.
Yeah.
Well, it's difficult in
the
hills.
Am I the only one in the neighborhood?
Probably.
You're absolutely not the only one. No. And also, by the way, I've moved cans closer together to park. So you're not the only one who's doing
Can I tell you, he also, like three houses up, was it three houses? Didn't pick up her can either.
No.
Well, see, it's not individual.
Not he's trying
personal.
To train his environment, right?
He sure is. Yeah. He sure is.
Well, did it work?
Well, I'm afraid of him, actually.
I think it's working.
You're trained.
And then, so because of all the rains, the gardener didn't show up. So he normally takes the cans out.
Oh.
So Lily walks in. It's 6:40. And she's like, the trash truck is here and there's no cans. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, the gardener didn't show up and no one took the cans out. And she's like, I'll take them out. I'm like, no. I said, well, I'll take them out. And like, Stu, get up. Because it was like 6:40. He's like, I don't have my shoes on. I'm like, go get your shoes on. So he didn't want to go upstairs. So we went out barefoot. And we're like, we didn't make it out. We didn't make it out in time. So
and
they didn't pick up
leaves,
my green. So
now
they didn't pick up the blue last week. They didn't pick up the green. And then we got the other cans out. So, but I'm fucking stressed. I'm stressed over these cans.
Blue is recycling. Green is clippings.
Yes, I know. Yes. And now the green is full. So last week they didn't pick up the blue.
That's very stressful.
The black, they did pick up the black, which is good.
That's trash. Right. Just for people who don't know, some people just like
don't care.
Someone just picks
one.
Up
no.
the garbage yeah. that yeah. you know.
Yeah. In the hills it's hard.
He's exercising his power and
that's
control
right. yes.
over me.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right. He's trying to train his environment.
Are you attracted to this?
No. Not at all.
Is he cute?
Is he cute, Shane?
I've never seen him. He's like ominous, you know? He's just like a man.
That's
in
actually
kind
of hot.
Do you think this is his foreplay, like you and Stu?
Oh.
Like maybe this is how.
Well,
maybe
speaking
this
of Stu, are
oh,
you guys
one day he's
on?
Park
you
the truck.
You didn't tell your audience if you and Stu are on today or off.
Let's oh, move please. In.
I thought we were supposed to start that with every show.
We're on today.
Good.
Yeah, we're on today.
Yeah, that 30 right. days lasted about a hot second.
Yeah, we're on today. But
you should have heard Jeff. I'm not going to talk to him for 30 days. And then 3 days later.
I wasn't going to talk to him for 30
yeah,
days.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't.
It was true when he said it.
Yeah, it was.
And then it was
so dramatic about it, too. It was just so.
I was done.
I
was done.
For an hour.
Yeah, for 3 days.
No,
and
it was
like hard.
It was 12 days.
Yeah, it was a few days.
It was 12 days.
I give you that. Yeah.
I was sober for 12 days. Lily. Okay, so Lily.
Oh.
Poor thing.
Little sweet Lily, what?
All right. I mean, what I appreciate her, she's a very motivated individual. She's trying to better herself. She went to school for 6 months to get her GED.
She's the housekeeper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She
family.
Went to, for six.
Like family. Family.
Yeah.
And
so she had to take Saturday off because she was taking the test for the GED.
That's sweet.
She didn't pass.
That's okay. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just tell her Freda took English lessons for 5 or 6 years at the community college, and she still speaks 10 words. She took the driving test 3 different times. She took the driving lessons, and the first day she went driving, she drove her little car up on the neighbor's porch. So some people are just cut out for different skill
no,
sets.
I will tell you, because Shane, you didn't get all the specifics, because you don't ask questions about anyone else. You don't care. This morning, I said, Lily,
you're
explain
so
to me what happened. Like, weren't you in school for 6 months? Like, why don't, how did you not pass? And she said, oh, no, Jeff, I passed math.
Oh, good.
Science.
Good. Those are
and
your top
social
ones.
Studies.
Good.
I'm like, oh, okay.
What was it she didn't pass?
English.
I was going to say English.
And that's hard. English is our second language.
Yeah.
So I said, now what are you going to do? She said, I'll go back to school. I don't know, she said 3 months.
Okay. Now let
English.
Me tell you what
and
you
then
should
she takes
do.
It again.
This is what you should do. Send her to Berlitz for a month. It won't cost you that
My
much.
My dad sent me there.
And let me tell you, she'll
what?
Be able
what is
she'll
that?
Speak Berlitz. If she goes to Berlitz for a month or two, she'll be pretty conversational in English.
I've never heard this word in my life. What
Me
is
either.
That?
Is this like a rich person thing?
It's an immersion. Yeah. Yes. Like an immersion course. I did it in Puerto Rico because I had
to Okay.
I want to do that.
I had to
in
speak
Puerto Rico?
Spanish because I did my seminars there. So I did it.
Is that why
and
you're so
I
good
was
at Spanish?
Very conversational in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know,
Me too.
As long as you keep it up.
Same.
Yeah.
No,
so
I'm really
you
good.
You should send her to Berlitz.
Yo también.
Yeah.
You know, I have that whole Berlitz listening thing that you buy because I gave
Hola, Luisa, ¿qué tal? Bastante bien. ¿Y tú cómo estás? Estoy muy bien, gracias.
¿Dónde
vas? ¿Tomas a clase? I'm fluent.
I'm so impressed.
But yes.
It's the same phrases that you have. You don't
yeah, I'm fluent. And then my
he
dad.
Yeah, 10 sentences.
My dad also sent me to Evelyn Wood's speed reading.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. I didn't do that one, but I'm a good reader. Yeah. But I read
a lot.
Who's
Evelyn Wood?
But by the way, you haven't read a book since I've met you. So what was that waste of time?
It was a waste of time.
How many times have I told you to read a book and you've never read a book?
He can't even read a text message, let alone a fucking book.
That is so true.
I'm going to read Harry the Spare's book next. That's the one I'm going
to Because people send the longest emails and the longest texts. I always send them, like, keep it short and concise.
No, I've sent you texts that are short and concise, and I'm like, did you get my text? What?
Yeah, you know, you have a attention deficit disorder thing.
I do.
I know. And
yes,
so
I
edit everything as close as I can, as tight as I can. However, they say in communication, the fewer words you can communicate, something more powerful it is. And most editors know that.
That's wow. what I'm doing. That's
so
the point.
So powerful.
That's why he has a radio show.
Yeah, exactly. I want to thank Kian. He got me a really wonderful Christmas gift that just showed up.
Happy New Year.
I have a mug here with a rainbow on it. It says, woke up gay again.
I just love the woke part. Jeff's woke.
And gay.
So woke.
So
hey,
nice.
Did you have any issues with the rains on your hillside?
Because I don't want to. Yeah. That tree, you know that on,
no
your,
more flooding,
on your old street, that tree fell and blocked the whole street for like a few days. A tree fell right there where you used to live. I sent you a picture. I guess you didn't read your
He
notes.
Did not see that.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, ow.
Jesus. Oh, I could have given
it. I caught it. I caught it with my lap.
Wow.
Not as
Thank you.
I feel good.
Sorry, she just threw a pan off.
Real?
Yeah.
What's
but
happening?
I'm a texture girl.
Okay.
I was given a prototype.
Yes.
From Leah.
To
it's
test.
A hand lotion, and I like it very much. I feel very moisturized, but I'm a little greasy.
Still a little
yeah, but
sticky.
You, also,
okay.
You have to say, you like poured it
okay,
onto
Jameson
your hand.
Okay, Jameson, drag me.
Yeah, sorry, only takes a tiny bit. Yeah.
For me, it's soaked in almost
in
perfectly.
In 1 second, yeah. It goes right in.
By the way, when Lily came in this morning?
When what came in?
Lily.
Lily. Oh, we're still on Lily. Okay.
Well, I was just saying, because I remember,
yes.
She said to me, it was really funny. She's like, she goes, you want more coffee? I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. She goes, is the Squishmallow upstairs?
Aw. Why does she want to know?
That's Stu.
She's calling Stu a Squishmallow.
Oh, my God. Really? He's been called everything else.
I know.
So.
It's terrible.
Poor thing.
By the way, what happened with the scammer that was trying to get you to buy a tombstone?
Oh, my God.
Now, I am not even going to get in there. Where
oh,
I'm trying to work out something with the funeral home, but they're going to have to, I'm not going to pay for all of it, but I haven't given up.
Because you have
it.
To do a marble headstone.
Yeah, because they're very particular about how it has to be, which I don't agree with that. I think that's a horrible thing, and I'm sure they want to keep it looking all the same and everything, but what if people can't afford it? Come on, that's just not right. They should have plan B.
So how much are you contributing?
Shout out.
Amen.
Probably I think I told them $500 to $700.
And then how much is it going to cost?
Oh, that was the problem. $3,200.
No.
That was the problem. Yeah. I know. It's not fair. It's not. They should have plan B.
Are you going to spend? Are you going to give the money directly to the funeral home?
I'm only going to give them when they've gotten the rest of the money together. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any other Jeff Lewis Live scammers
They're
reach
not
out to
scammers.
You?
I have had a lot of them. I get about 10 a day, just so you know. But
from Jeff Lewis Live listeners?
No, just I don't know where they come from. Just
I'll tell you where
people.
They're coming. This radio show.
Just different people wanting advice or wanting something. And, or you know, like some of them just want to know how to set up a business or how to set up a charity or, you know, something like that. I'm happy to tell them and help them. But, yeah, it's a lot. James told me yesterday, do you want me to start answering some of these for you? I'm like, let me think on that. I don't know what kind of answer you would provide.
Scammers could also use your devices to attack your organization.
Yes, exactly. You think they're coming for Leah Black Beauty.
Oh, no.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Something crazy happened. So over the holidays, it's funny when you put things out there, because over the holidays, we spent time at Todd and Carrie's, and they have two dogs, golden retrievers, sweet dogs. And my last dog, Chris, died about a year ago. So Monroe grew up with dogs until about a year ago. And I just wanted to take a break. So I started sort of thinking about it, like, oh, when I get to the new house, I want to get a dog. But then when we're at Todd and Carrie's, Monroe has developed this like fear of dogs. Oh. And so I consciously said to myself, I have to do this. Like, we've got to get a dog soon. Now, the remodel over at the Money Pit in Hancock Park, that keeps going and going and going. So we're at least 6 months out from moving in. But I was kind of started talking about it and started putting it out there. So Jen Green was on the show last Friday with Leah Black. The most random thing happened. We're in the elevator going to P4, and she just like kind of gasped and was like, oh my God. She's like, look at this dog. Look how cute he is. Mm. And I said, what is that? And she said, well, I follow LaBelle Foundation because I adopted my dog. And so I follow them on Instagram. Look at this dog. And I'm like, oh, that's really cute. And when I liked his story. Like, I read about, because on the Instagram, they had described him and said that he was very affectionate and mellow and that he was a good boy. Like, he doesn't chew and he's starting to potty train and all this. And they found him, I guess, underneath a truck in San Bernardino or something like that. So I went to meet him with Stu and Shane on Saturday, and we took videos and everything to show Monroe. I didn't want to take Monroe because I know they had other dogs, and I didn't want to confuse her. And what if we didn't adopt it? You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't want to take her on that roller coaster. Yeah. So we love the dog, and then he's much smaller in person than he looks in the picture. He's a baby. He's only like 9 weeks old.
Yeah.
Little. And he's really, really skinny. Really skinny. So
you're kind of jealous.
I mean, I was like,
he makes you look fat.
I was
going to start eating his food.
I was like, I can't hold this dog.
Does this dog make me look fat?
Well, I am wondering what he's eating because it's working. And
is he on Mounjaro?
Right now, I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't take pictures next to him because I look like a moose.
Yeah totally. No.
Look at those eyes.
And his little nose, his speckled nose.
And he was, when we went to meet him, he was so sweet and perfect. We walked in, I sat on the ground, he fell asleep on my lap like the second we walked in.
Oh, he looks very skinny.
That's gay there.
He's really skinny. Really.
I believe he was under a truck in San Bernardino.
He looks clean. Now, do you have a name yet?
I don't have a name. We're calling him Puppy. I mean, obviously we need a name.
Yeah.
He's going to have childhood trauma.
You're not keeping his assigned name as Herman?
Oh, his name is Herman, but...
No.
I call him Hermie.
He's not a Herman.
Cute.
Hermes cute, but he's not a Herman.
Hermes.
Oh my gosh, like a Greek god name would be very neat.
I don't know. Very open to suggestions. If you DM me at JL Jeff Lewis.
What kind of dog is this?
Yeah.
He's half cattle dog and
cattle
half shepherd like
mix.
Shepherd or husky.
Oh, so is he going to get big?
You know, they always downplay it.
Look at the paws. You can usually tell from
he has
paws.
Long he has, legs.
He'll but be like cute medium baby
paws.
Size.
His paws aren't big, but he has long legs.
Beautiful. He's going to be like a medium size.
He's a very sweet boy. He
oh my gosh.
We're looking at pictures, by the way.
He pees on command. I just take him right out to the pea gravel. He goes right away.
Oh, that's
typical chump.
I took him on two walks yesterday. And then, because I want him to start going on like gay walks with me.
Yeah.
Mm. But he's too little to go because I do like a 30-minute gay walk.
Yeah.
And he'll get so socialized.
He's probably going to wonder why I'm crying. I'm just going to say I'm happy.
There are so many dogs in your neighborhood. Everybody is out there walking their dogs in your neighborhood. So he'll meet a lot of dogs.
Not right now, though, because he has to have all his shots.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So if another dog is nearby, I pick him up.
Yeah, that's
right. Did you have to fight off Allie Landry for this dog, too? Or did you just get this one?
It's funny. He's the right dog for us. And I'm...
LaBelle is very competitive. Did you know that like each dog gets like hundreds of applications for it?
Well, really?
What happened with this one?
Yes.
I just kind of...
Jeff Lewis happened to this one.
So a lot of people...
I don't know.
He has 7,000 likes.
Yeah. He's,
wow. Including your mother.
These dogs go up and people send in applications.
That's what we do.
My ex got our dog from LaBelle and it was the fourth dog we applied for.
Wow. Really?
Uh-huh.
So this really was the dog for you.
I really think it happened so easily. It was seamless. Seamless, easy.
Oh.
So Monroe's meeting him today for the first time because she's with Daddy Gage right now.
How did he do overnight?
Okay, so he went in the... I have a crate. I'm crate training him.
Yep.
And so I bought... we bought a pillow and we did a blanket and we did...
Is it an Hermes throw?
Yes.
No.
Hermes pillow, Hermes throw. Hermes crate.
I purposely went to bed a little on the earlier side in case I had to get up.
Right.
But I put him down. He cried for like on and off for maybe 10, 15 minutes. Mm. And then he went right to sleep to the point where he was so quiet. I woke up Stu.
Check out if he's breathing.
And I'm like, we haven't heard anything from him. Because we have to whisper because you don't want to wake him up.
Right.
So I'm like, we haven't heard anything from this dog like in hours. Stu's like, what if he died? I'm like, don't fucking say that.
God.
Don't fucking say that. But...
And he didn't. He's okay.
Oh, no, he didn't die.
Where's the crate? In your room?
Yes, right next to my bed.
Oh, okay.
So
like a bassinet for a little cherub.
It's so cute.
They used to say if you could find a ticking clock, you could wrap that in a blanket or a pillow, and that helps keep them asleep because it's like their mother's heartbeat.
He's had two accidents in the house. He's pretty good about number one. No problem. We've not had a number one accident. But we've had two number two.
Boo-boos.
Two
you
number
sure
twos.
You sure it was the dog?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. But he's a really good boy. He's very sweet, very affectionate.
Mm.
He has the right home because even yesterday, I mean, how many people were in and out of that house yesterday?
I mean, eight people. Then last night it was five of us on the count or in the room, and he would just go from one lap to another lap to another.
He's loving. He's living his best life.
You're not going to let Monroe name him though, right?
She wants to name him. What is it, Marshmallow?
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
no,
Marshy. Yeah, why not?
No, mm-hmm.
It's her. It's gonna be like her dog.
So she'll accept whatever name the dog comes with from daddy.
How are the cats doing?
Actually, they're doing okay. But the funny thing is, we bought two new dog beds, and then I get home and both
cats are
in one of the dog beds.
Yeah.
So they think I got it for them. So the dog's on the floor, and both cats are in the dog.
They're like as it should be.
But they're getting along fine. Good.
Well, they're used to dogs too, which is good.
Yeah, they're already kind of conditioned.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, it's been a minute, but...
Who's not conditioned is Stu. So he walks in last night from work, and I'm watching. The dog runs right up to him. Doesn't see him. So he walks around the house like Shrek. He runs into things. He knocks things over. And I'm watching him, and I'm like, Stu, be careful where you're walking. Do you see the dog? He's like, oh, I thought it was Orange Puss. I'm like...
So you'd kick the cat? What?
He's like, oh, I thought it was Orange Puss. I said, Stu, you have to look down. I'm like, if you step on him, you will kill him. And then he goes into the kitchen, and then the dog is right by him. I'm like, Stu, watch where you're going.
Oh no!
I know. So I have to train Stu. Stu's the one that's hard to train.
Does the current collar have like a bell or anything that makes noise? Because that would actually help.
I said you have to look down. You can't walk anywhere.
But other people are coming in too. Like maybe if the collar does make some kind of noise.
Most people
have a little...
see cat and dog size objects.
You would think. You would think.
Well,
he almost stepped
people.
On him twice. He almost stepped on him twice.
Oh, that would scare me.
That's not good.
I know. So he's going to learn. He'll learn. He'll hopefully look down when he walks.
Yeah, he's a fast learner.
Keep Stu in the crate.
Or honestly, the dog will learn to avoid Stu.
That's true.
Yeah, like, here he comes, get the fuck out of the way. You're right, the cats get out of his way, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Now, if only you could teach Stu to pee on command.
I know. There's a couple other things we need to teach him first. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.